Samach Beis Ois Yitzayin. וכן מי שאוהים אל חבר ויתנו איזה מתון הקטנה, שזה שאוהים אל דייטו שבבד ויתנו אם פייז דוי ולא נסנר איזה מחוץ המנה. Another example of a person who's halakhically not behaving properly. It was a person who said, I'm going to give a small gift to somebody, and he told the person that. If he changes his mind, he's also mechus of money, because the person relied on him that he's going to give it. Somebody says, I'm giving you a $1 million gift, he could change his mind because the other person really didn't take him seriously. Whatever it is, a person should not say something when he doesn't mean it. So if he's not planning to give the gift, he shouldn't say in the first place that he will give it. Just if he said, I'm going to give a big gift, and then something came up and he changed his mind, that's acceptable. This is a writer, it's a type of sheker, to tell somebody I can do something when I know at the time I'm saying I'm not going to do it. If it's a hin tzedek, yelecho, atam a hin tzedek, halahein mechrele yifo. So two different types of measures you should have accurate. So why does it have to mention hin? So the remez is that hin over here means hein shulcha. When you say yes, it should be true. Then lav shulcha, we say no, it should be true. Chos v'osher, avlo aimer liten la'oni ben matar metzus ben matar meruva in yochel avzul min adin shenas kva neder v'afir gam aliva self liten l'kayim atshafter. This whole business that you can change your mind, so you tell someone, I'm going to give you a big matana. That person is not a poor person. Then if something comes up, you're allowed to change your mind. If nothing came up, you can't change your mind, but it's considered improper behavior. But if you said it to a poor person, second you said it, and even if you thought about it, that's considered a nether for tzedakah, and therefore you have to make kind of the nether.